My junior year of high school, I played two sports, football and baseball. I became involved at a very young age, thus my teammates and I became a second family. We did many things together. Over the years, such as eating out, trips, and fishing, we spent quite a bit of time at one another's homes as well. Everyone in our city knew who we were due to our popularity, and we wanted to become our friend. We were always posting pictures on social media showing everyone how much fun we were having. Unfortunately, this became to negatively affect some of my friends because they began to act and believe that they were better than others. There were numerous people trying to hang out with us in groups, so I decided we were going to have kickbacks at my house. Initially, this worked out very well because I had completely renovated my basement to myself. My father didn't mind my company or the noise. He only requested we didn't make bad decisions. This became our routine for several months. Then all at once, things changed. We started to notice that some of the girls that were regularly coming to the house stopped showing up. We heard that they were becoming more interested in seniors because they had more freedom. The seniors could drive and go to parties, all which we were too young to do at the time. We soon came up with a plan to continue kickbacks, but not invite seniors. It was our hope that we would begin to receive the same attention as they did. For the first few weeks, everything was going according to plan. However, I noticed that my friends perceptions towards friendship began to change, and not like how my friends began to treat people differently based upon the popularity, including myself. Therefore, I told them I completely finished with having the parties at my house, and I believed that this approach would allow my friends some time to cool down and rethink things. Yes, at the time I passed, I found for myself being excluded from events, and distance between us was greater. This profoundly affected me because these were my friends and I had grown up with throughout and thought of as family. I felt manipulated. It became clear that these were not my friends and they were just looking for a place to have kickbacks and to gain more popularity. Although the situation was hurtful, I learned a very valuable life lesson. As a result, ultimately I learned that I need to always remain true to myself no matter what. I came to the realization that even if it causes me to lose a few friends along the way, then so be it. Ironically, during this process, I always realized that these are not the caliber of friends that I want in my life.